Today we celebrate the feast of St. Lawrence, one of the earliest martyr of the Roman Church. And he was an archdeacon that was in charge of the treasury of the church. And when the Roman magistrate was persecuting the church, including the Pope and many bishops at that time, they knew that he was keeping the treasure of the church. So they came to interrogate him and ask him, "Tell us, where do you hide your treasures?" And Lawrence took the magistrate and showed the magistrate the poor people, and he said, "Here are the treasure of the church." The magistrate didn't find that funny, so therefore Lawrence got condemned to death. And while he was being condemned to death, he was condemned to be burned on a very large grill. And if I don't know about you, but if you ever have to like cook a wild animal or things where where you have to burn off the hair and do all those stuff, the smell of burning hair and burning flesh is not a pleasant smell, right? And so in the midst of all the pain and everything, Lawrence said, "This side is done, turn on the other side." So therefore, he became the patron saint of comedians. He was always joyful, even in his death, because he knew who he belonged to, and he knew what is his real treasure, not only in this life, but also in the life to come. So in St. Lawrence, we learn this example of courage, the courage to live for Jesus Christ, and the courage of being faithful to preach the good news in good times and in bad, and to know where our treasure lies. And it's important for, that St. Lawrence help us to recognize that the mission and the purpose of the church is mission and purpose not to preach the gospel, but also to serve the gospel in the poorest of the poor, those who are abandoned, those who are forgotten, those who are oftentimes don't seem to be treasure in the eyes of our society, but they are treasure in the eyes of God. At the end of the day, we have to remember that the treasure of the church is not just in the buildings, but the treasure of the church is truly her own people. And therefore, each and every one of us are called to serve the people of God, the church that had been called together and sent forth by the Lord Jesus Christ to preach the good news, to baptize and to make disciples of all nations, according to Matthew 28. It's important that we remember this mission, because without being missionary of charity, of love, and of service, we become a church of just entitlement and a church that only care for ourselves, for our titles, for what only serves us, what make us feel good and grab on to power at all means. And I have seen people, whether they are lay people or whether they're deacons, priests, bishop, or all the way high up to cardinals and pope, perhaps throughout history and even in recent time, that they have this service in the beginning, but for some reason power corrupts them, and they cling on to that power. And once we cling on to that power, we can no longer serve genuinely. So today in particular, for Dave and all the deacons who will be ordained, by the laying on of hand, you will be ontologically changed in persona Christi Servi, in the person of Christ the servant. And the days that y'all stop serving and only care about what's going on the altar, and you only care about the title that's been given to you, it's the day that you lose focus on what's being given to you. then those titles mean nothing. And those titles will serve no one else except your ego. And the church will die. And we see in the areas where the church dies, in the area where we try to save the institution instead of being faithful to the mission given to us. So it's important that when the temptation to think that we serve ourselves or whatever comes in, know that it's Jesus Christ who has served us. And we have a great example from St. Lawrence today, that where our treasure truly belongs, that we belong to Christ first, and we belong to one another, especially the poorest of the poor.